Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Feminized Husband with My Estrogen Pills Part 4, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Just step in and pull the backup. That's it. Now stand up. I'll follow my face, Karen. These must be an inch higher than the ones I bought, but boy, they sure make my feet look cute. You have been practicing upstairs in heels, haven't you? Yes. And you have been walking all over the place in the white pumps. These are just higher and sexier. Don't worry. Trust me. Just put your weight on the heel normally and the ball will take most of the pressure, and don't forget to put one foot in front of the other with the toes pointed forward. That's where the sexy sway comes from. You can't stride out or splay your feet to the sides anymore. Your steps won't be much longer than your foot, but you're going to love it. Our walk is learned and you'll need to practice. I stopped by the video store and got a fashion show. I want you to study how the girls walk. They learn to exaggerate, but it will help you with the concept. Well, now you are 5'11", rather statuesque, but that's okay. I'm 5'10 in mine too. How do they feel? Very comfortable, Karen, and very sexy. I didn't think that it was possible to feel this way. And you get to do it all the time. Now I really am jealous. I absolutely adore how I feel. It's so different. You absolutely adore it? Girl words are sneaking into your speech pattern, Joanne. But I thought you might like them. If you buy good leather shoes, they mold to your foot better, and they do look very pretty on your feet. You have cute girl feet with a high arch and low instep. Have you noticed that you have been calling me Joanne lately? He said. Well, it doesn't sound as masculine as Joe, and you certainly don't look like the Joe I married now, do you? Guess not. I don't feel or think like him either. I feel, I don't know, exited, somehow transformed into another world. It's eerie. I'm me, I think, but it's like I've been let loose in a candy store I never thought about playing in. You'll get used to it. It's a light, airy, lovely, and sensuous candy store, too. Now, turn around and sit down so I can do a few little things here. The hot rollers are ready, and you are going to get your first styling, even though we should see about getting you a haircut at the salon, maybe even a perm. Now, watch what I'm doing here. I'm not always going to be available to be your personal hairdresser. You can run around the house with your ponytail at your crown like any other girl, or just let it fall and frame your face and then put it back to the nape of your neck at work. In fact, I've just had an inspiration about a French braid that would look cute on you from the crown back. It will end up about the nape of your neck. It's a good thing you haven't had your hair cut since you started on your tranquilizers. We'll try that tomorrow. It'll look really cute with a bow at the end. Let's get you all rolled up in the hot rollers. Now that they are in and working, let's look at a few things here, Karen said. Okay, turn around. I don't want you to see this until I'm finished. First, we take a few of these lower hairs from the brows. Don't worry, just a few stragglers. Your customers aren't going to notice anything stranger than what they've been seeing. You have been going to work looking very androgynous lately anyway, Joanne. Just a few more tweaks and you'll blow their minds. Well, now that you mention it, some of the girls have begun treating me like one of them. They don't hush up around me like they used to, and they talk to me a lot more. I'm not surprised. You're getting too cute for your own good, and they don't see you as a guy on the make anymore. You're becoming a part of their peer group. All right. For tonight, just a little blusher and lip gloss. That tastes good. My L'Oreal lipstick tastes better and is much sexier and creamier. Would you like to try some? What you've tried before is a cheaper brand. It'll wash off, right? Mine does, mostly, unless you want to use some of the newer ones that stay on like glue, and I don't think you are quite ready for that yet. I'm never going to ready for indelible lipstick. I'm a male, Karen. From what I am seeing, Joanne, honey, you may have been born one, but that may be up for a little debate after a while. Yes, I guess I see what you mean. Real he-men don't go for this stuff and find themselves liking it, do they?
But she-males do, he thought to himself with a little smile. It was a rhetorical question anyway.
Okay, now lay your head back a little. First, I'm going to outline a little and then fill in, and after that, you can smooch your lips together to seal everything. That's a nicely shaped Cupid's bow, Joanne. I never realized your lips were that full. They are going to look nice and female.
Okay.
Smoosh and blot. You've seen me do it 1,000 times.
Just blot where they close. You don't want to take the shine off. There, now turn around and look at what you see in the mirror. Holy Hannah, Karen, I may actually turn out kinda cute. Rather cute, Joey, not kinda, and you needn't be modest around me. You know you're going to be a fox. Wait till I do your eyes up for real tomorrow. Then we'll really see how much natural potential you have. I'll show you how to take makeup off later. Have you got a slip on? No. Well, here, a lady doesn't wear a dress without one. They went back downstairs and watched a movie of the week. It was Friday night. He hadn't quite figured out why he was feeling so mellow and comfortable about all that was happening to him, but he trusted Karen and loved her, and he loved the feelings he was having. She was his best friend. One of the characters in the program was wearing a slinky gown for the scene, and Joey thought, wow, I wonder what I'd look like in that. During the commercials, she decided to give him a French manicure and reshaped his nails and put a coat of clear hardener on them. He liked being pampered and did not resist even when he saw the white going on the tips. As she was running her hand up his nylon-clad thighs toward his well-constrained excitement, she said, you know, Joe, Tavism must be something like adult-onset diabetes. You just never know when it will strike. And they both giggled. And I never made out with a boy who looked so sexy before either. Then she undid his garters, pulling down the hose, and gave him a new pedicure, complete with deep rose enamel, applied some dry quick, and let him put his hose back on. When the movie was over, they went up to the bedroom. Joey didn't want to take off his pretty things and asked Karen if he could keep everything but the dress on while they played. Whatever turns you on, honey. And so Joanne hopped into bed with his hose, heels, panties, and bra on. It was quite a turn-on when she had to unhook his bra to get at his breasts and pull down his lacy panties. They made love and lots of mutual breast fondling and nibbling, and he was having some serious problems down below. So they tried some other things with long, Latin-sounding names with mutually satisfying results. PG-14, remember? Having the hose and heels on seemed to be a turn-on for both of them, as they both loved the feel of the smooth and lacy textures mingling. And he was able to satisfy Karen, although not the way he planned. Joanne would need some juicy fruit gum after this. Karen finally got high enough to retract the landing gear, in part because it was so erotic having her husband encased in feminine nylon, lace, and pretty high heels. It was naughty, decadent, and a real turn-on for her, and she wanted more. She was getting the hots to turn him into a real girl so they could make love for the next 2 hours. Saturday, they went shopping, and she picked up a few items in a lingerie store and had them gift-wrapped, while Joe, well, let's face it, what was left of Joe, was in Sears getting a faucet wrench for the kitchen sink. Now that she knew her new girlfriend's sizes, it was easy to shop for her. She gave him the package at home, and it contained 2 underwire bras, one with push-up pads, and 5 pairs of high-rise panties, 2 garter belt cinchers, and 3 packages of regular stockings in taupe, suntan, and black. He gushed a bit femininely and thanked her with a long, wet kiss. She wanted him to model, and he did so willingly with hose, garter belt, and the black patent pumps he never saw her buy, and managed a nice, feminine, and sexy walk for her appreciation. Of course, he had to wear his control panty for obvious reasons due to his excitement in his new dainties, although they were becoming less obvious all the time. Although he still had those old feelings, his orgasms had become internal, just like Karen's, and he found that he could come to one just by thinking about how his wife was responding to his new body and manner of dress, not to mention his use of cosmetics and increasing femininity. You'll have to learn to walk in those gracefully, just like any other girl. A lot of this girl stuff just doesn't happen by accident, you know? It is not genetic. It is learned behavior that our men like to see in this society. Of course, as little girls, we all wanted to grow up and wear nail polish and lipstick and high heels and look pretty like our mommies, so we practiced a lot. Of course, you have been practicing some with my high-heeled mules and your own. You missed out on all that, so there's no time like the present. No one is coming over today, and now is as good a time as any. You can practice in the kitchen on the tile floor, it will be easier. Although I did have the taps changed to leather so they would make more of a click when you walked. I thought you might enjoy that. It's very sexy to hear yourself tapping your way down the street or through the mall. The sound is totally a feminine experience. Here, change into this pair of slacks. They are too long, Karen. No, they aren't silly. They are perfect for dress-up wearing pumps. They will just barely cover your instep, leaving a sexy amount of shoe exposed. You'll see. And you'll find it very sexy as the legs brush across your feet and will be able to see your feet better than if you wore the shirtwaist, trust me. It's very sexy wearing dress slacks and spikes. I have to use my left hand to pull up the zipper. Of course, they are girls' slacks, but I'll bet you could get away with wearing them to work if you wanted to and just hiked the waist a bit or wear a higher heel. The other girls may notice, but the men never will, Karen added. The other girls, he said. Oh, you know what I mean. You've told me they're already onto you. And she passed it off. Have you noticed how you are using your hands and how you are moving and talking lately? If I didn't have old pictures of my Joe, I might not know you. Even your voice is softer and more melodic like mine. Now, when you walk, I want you to think of your upper torso as a somewhat immovable object. Keep your arms and elbows in. If you must swing your arms, do it from the elbows, keeping them in at your waist as much as possible. That way, you avoid hitting your hips when you swing your arms by keeping the crease of your elbow toward the front of you. And you are going to learn all about that swivel you like watching, except now when you watch, take notes. When you take a step, take part of it with your hips. Just let them roll, and the upper thighs will follow, and try to put one foot in front of the other. You won't really be able to, but the effort will yield the result you are looking for. You won't be able to take as long a step, and if you don't relax and let your hips swivel, it will look very odd and will make it hard for you to walk with poise. Now, start walking from one side of the kitchen to the other until you get it right. It took almost an hour, but Joey finally got the hang of it and was enjoying her newfound skill. Click, click, click across the vinyl floor. The sound of his heels just oozed sexy female. She's right, he thought. There's nothing as distinctive as that high-heeled tap. Karen's clothing pretty much fitted him now, and she encouraged him to try on some things from her closet, and they found a few skirts, blouses, and dresses that worked even though their coloring was different. She showed him about accessories and colors. They decided on an above-the-knee straight skirt to help further in reining in his stride, and a blouse with ruffles at the cuffs and neck. Joe once again looked in the mirror and couldn't believe his eyes. Karen did as she promised. He was completely made up and dressed as a female with his own hair done in cascading curls with dramatic eyes, and he almost fainted at the sight. He actually got a little weak in the knees. The girl in his fantasy at the mall, he was her. She was him. They were one, and Karen realized that she had finally done it. Now he was a girl in mind and body. Maybe not all the way yet, but looking promising. Joanne realized that he was very content with the image in the mirror and found himself getting a little excited. But not much happened in the familiar nether region, except those neat little pulses, contractions, whatever they were. And he leaked a little, but not like a man. More like a woman anticipating coitus. Instead, his nipples became very evident through the blouse. Karen? Yes. Why are my nipples so, well, you know? That's one of the ways we show our excitement, silly. Or haven't you noticed that you've joined the club? They are filling in for your little whatses that doesn't work very well anymore. Yeah, well, today Cheryl, the unit secretary, noticed them and told me that she had a really cute blouse she'd like to see me in, and made me promise to wear it if she brought it to work. And I did. Can you believe it? Yes, honey. You are simply being accepted as one of the girls. It seems to be perfectly natural under the circumstances. Well, my boss is a woman too, and what is she going to say? Joanne, if she doesn't know already, I'd be amazed, and as long as your work is good, I'm betting she doesn't even care. Women talk to one another about everything. You are your own boss, and she hasn't fired you as a contractor, has she? No. See? I'll bet you could go in there with a dress and heels on, and they wouldn't even blink. Joanne? Yes. I just can't relate to you dressed like that and still call you Joe in any form. Geez, I can't get over myself in this mirror. Guess I can't get myself in the sack, can I? She said teasingly and rhetorically. No, and you're supposed to be in love with me, not yourself, silly girl. Settle down, Joanne. Does that girl at the mall have a name? No. How about Joanna then? I don't really like Joanne that well. All right, Karen. I think I'm losing this battle anyway. I never knew I had these urges or could take so much pleasure like this. I really never knew there was a girl inside me, and I like Joanna. It seems right for what I see in this mirror, and since you've given me so much help, I'm not so afraid of my feelings anymore. I really love you, you know. Yes, Joanna. I know. Okay, Joanna. Time for your poise and mannerisms to take on an even more feminine shape, at least when you look like this. Let's go downstairs for a little tutoring. And so they spent the first of many hours fine-tuning the persona of Joanna. She tried and practiced, but she was a little slow picking up on things. Having not grown up as a girl slowed things down a bit since it was coming all at once from all directions, including a little encouragement from work. The girl did bring in the blouse and he changed into it in the men's room. Feminine hair, eyebrows, nails, waistline, bust, hips, blouse, slacks, and penny loafers. He was getting pretty close to taking up Karen's challenge about the suit dress and heels. Joanna did get a compliment on her French manicure, but gave the credit to Karen. Joanna? Yes, Brandy? Are you one of those cross-dresser people or something? I'm sorry, but you're just so cute lately, and I'm sorry if I offend, but you act just like a girl too. So, do you have a girl name? Joanna. Oh, I like that. Please don't tell the boss, Brandy. Oh, of course not, honey. You're one of us now. He was beginning to really love his cross-dressing and was still a little worried about it. They had a serious talk and Karen told Joanna how dedicated to their happiness she was, whatever it took, and offered to show him all he needed to pass as a woman, if that is what he wanted. Or if he just wanted to relax at home on femme, that was okay too. She left it up to him, her. Karen was a little surprised at how calmly she was taking all of this, also. After all, she only began by wanting to affect a few minor tics she didn't appreciate in his macho character. Now he was being accepted as one of the girls at work when sort of dressed as Joe. She couldn't keep quiet any longer. It had to come out because she found herself really wanting to turn him all the way around. I have a confession to make, Joanna. What? Those tranquilizers you've been taking for the last 7 months aren't really tranquilizers, although they did relieve your anxieties. I know, Karen. What? You know? I know, Karen. I looked at the bottles after you'd been giving them to me for about 4 months and was having all these warm, fuzzy, strange feelings and feminine desires and things going on with my body and my mind and finding myself loving what was happening with the clothes and heels and all. I knew this was your doing, at least when it first began. Now, I think it is my own. I know I don't want to stop and don't think I could even if I wanted to. I'm too much of a woman now. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.